When you think of paranormal encounters, what comes to mind? It used to be kind of an unwelcome experience, although in the world today of ghost hunting and paranormal tourism and things of that nature, I can't say that that is always the case or even a majority of the cases anytime. But they still do happen. Uninvited paranormal encounters. Situations where you're not out there looking for anything to happen. They just kind of come to you. Those can sometimes be the scariest, some of the most compelling, but also oftentimes some of the least documented, because unless you're sitting there ready to capture something at all points in time, which many of us are now, maybe not necessarily with the intent of capturing something paranormal, but, you know, everybody's got their cameras and everything at a, you know, gunslinging mode, there's more chances. On today's episode, we have three stories of people having uninvited paranormal encounters. A string of paranormal encounters leaves a single family confused and troubled on a Native American reservation. Then three young women all move into an old mansion once owned by a prominent sea captain with a history of bootlegging and death. What could possibly go wrong there? Also, when your ancestors are involved in black magic, is there ever a way to turn the darkness away? It ends up following a family. One of those things where you had no choice in the matter, but someone did something and something's still there. Three compelling stories for you today on EPP bonus episode number 366 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Every different culture has their folklore. The question is, where does the folklore begin? Some stories of a woman late at night wandering the fields looking for men who are going to find her attractive and get lured away by them. Stories of cars being parked on bridges and mysterious hands moving them around. All different stories of lore that keep us wondering and keep us afraid of the dark. Now, many of these stories are just that, stories. However, quite often they do start somewhere. And where they start is what, I guess, intrigues me the most. In our next story, we hear of several stories of lore, of mystery, taking place around one single family on a Native American reservation. Take a listen. Thank you for sharing my previous experiences on EPP 319 and EPP 338. I'm writing to share more stories experienced by my family. As I previously wrote, I'm American Indian and grew up on a reservation in South Dakota. My mother's uncle, the younger brother to my maternal grandmother, had had many experiences over the years. He passed, walked on in our way in the early 2000s. In our culture, all elders are grandmas and grandpas, so he was my grandpa. He led a very interesting life, from working in oil fields to working in the law. In his work, he often traveled off-reservation to either the state capital or larger towns in the state for various meetings and events. It was in the mid-1990s, after one particular meeting, which occurred in Pierre, South Dakota, the state capital, that my grandpa ended up driving home very late. He drove up to Pierre early and planned on returning home that afternoon, but the meeting ran long, and he found himself driving home late in the evening. As this time, Grandpa was in his 60s, so he tired easily. He would frequently stop, get out, walk around, and then continue. He was driving west on I-90 and came upon a rest stop before Kadoka, South Dakota, and was feeling tired, so he decided to stop and take a break. He said he pulled into the empty rest stop as the sun was setting. He used the facilities, smoked a cigarette, then got back in the car as he prepared to drive on. My grandpa said he was tired but awake as he sat in the driver's seat. Being bored more than anything else, said he leaned his head back on his headrest and just closed his eyes. As he sat there listening to the passing traffic, he could hear voices in the distance. He opened his eyes, looked around, thinking a car had stopped that he just missed. The car lot was empty. He said he thought it was odd, so he decided to lean his head back again and listen to see if he could hear the voices again. He sat for a bit just listening, when again in the distance, he heard voices talking. Thinking it was odd, he tried to hear what was being said. Slowly, he could make out the words. To his surprise, the words were in our native language. He said he could make out three distinct voices talking. My grandpa said he wanted to open his eyes and start his car to leave, but his curiosity got the better of him. He stayed still and listened. The voices were talking about the cars, the noises they were making. Then he heard one of the voices point out my grandpa's car. The voices then moved closer, and one voice asked the others if they could see the man in the car. The voices agreed, and another voice said he was going to look. My grandpa said he was terrified as he couldn't hear any footsteps or movement, but he could hear the voices clearly as they talked about the car and him sitting inside. Soon the voice was next to him talking about him in the car. The other voices asked if he was asleep and wondered what he was doing. The voice said to my grandpa, "I know you're not asleep. What are you doing?" My grandpa said he opened his eyes and immediately started the car and drove as fast as he could out of the rest stop and didn't stop until he got home. When asked what he thought the voices were, he said they were spirits. Spirits who, for whatever reason, let him hear them. And for that, he wasn't sure why, that he'd respect them and not stop at that rest stop ever again. And he never did. In our tribe, we have a story also of a deer woman. The deer woman is a spirit that would lure men away from the encampment and should either eat him or cause him to go mad looking for her. Grandmas would warn the young men to stay away from the women who were unknown to them but beautiful, as they wouldn't know if they were a visiting or a lost stranger or the deer woman. My uncle, my mother's distant cousin, told me about a time years before I was born when the reservation was wide open and places between communities was far. He was driving home late one afternoon. He said it was summer and grass was tall. It was hot. He said he had his windows down and was listening to the radio when in the distance he saw a woman walking alongside the road. She had long black unbound hair, was wearing blue jeans, carrying a round ornate purse. Being so far from any of the reservation communities, my uncle said he pulled over and waved to the woman. He said the woman got into the back seat. Not thinking anything of it, he took off. Glancing back in the rearview mirror, he asked the woman her name, but she didn't respond. She just shook her head. They drove in silence, and my uncle said he felt uneasy, so he'd periodically glance back at her, but the woman kept her gaze out the window, her hair covering most of her face. My uncle told her that he was going home, but he was happy to drop her off in the next community. The woman didn't respond. My uncle said he drove on. As they drove, my uncle said he tried to get the woman to speak by asking her about her purse. He described the purse as round with a swirling design on the side. He asked her where she got it so he could get his mom and sisters the same. Again, no response. Soon they were getting closer to the community, so he asked her if she wanted to be dropped anywhere. The woman pointed out to the open window. Thinking she wanted him to stop, he pulled over. As he was putting the car in park, the back door opened. Thinking the woman got out of the car, he glanced over to see if she needed anything. Instead, he saw a doe running into the nearby field. My uncle said he whipped around to investigate his back seat, and on the seat sat the coiled-up bull snake. My uncle said he threw the snake out of the car and gunned the motor so hard he left tire tracks on the pavement. He'd like to joke and say he met the deer woman, but she didn't want him. Then the mid to late 1990s, there was a rash of sightings that occurred in my reservation. Things were being seen that couldn't be explained. Some called the things by other names, such as ghosts, Bigfoot, or aliens. Whatever they were, they caused a lot of issues. During this time, a distant relative of my mom's came to visit one late afternoon. She said she was having a lot of problems late at night and didn't know what to do. She lived far outside of town, alongside a hill that led into a gully. It all began a few days earlier. Late in the night, her dogs were barking and wouldn't stop. Spider going out and checking. Soon it sounded as if they were chasing something, and you could hear something running, something big. Thinking it was burglars or kids out messing around, she went out again and used a flashlight to see what the dogs were chasing, but didn't see anything. This continued for a couple of nights, until one night, her eldest said someone was outside standing under the light pole. And that is where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear the full thing, become a supporter of our show. An EPP, an extra podcast person, as we call them, at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus material, all the bonus episodes, all the advanced episodes. It's all commercial free. The full archive is there for you as well to binge away on. It's quite literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. In the rest of the episode, we hear about three young women who all move into an old, old mansion shaped like a lighthouse, once owned by a prominent sea captain with a history of bootlegging, wild parties, and death in the area. What could possibly go wrong there? And when your ancestors were involved with black magic, is there ever a way to get that darkness away from your family? Talk about all that. To hear it, like I said, become an EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And help keep our show on the air. Patreon.com/realghoststories.